Hi, I'm Jacob. Come along down Gilead Lane.
He lunged at him, hit the controls of the bolt.
Where did that come from?
Right into the bottom of the Statue of Liberty.
What did I miss?
Knocked the torch right out of her hand.
You have to give her points for originality.
Tomorrow's the day we start our Coleraine history unit, so there will be a quiz over the materials I handed out.
Quiz?
Hello. Hi. And I'd also like you to bring in any photos or memorabilia you might have from past town events so that we can make this as personal as possible, okay?
Oh, I have tons of stuff like that, Mrs. C. My family's always been the heartbeat of Coleraine. That's what my father said. In fact, I probably don't even need to study for the quiz.
That's enough, Mom.
Mrs. C, Anne is still pretty new here. What's she supposed to do?
Good question, Michael. Some of us, like myself, may not have lived here as long as others.
And my family would know that because we founded Coleraine.
Bringing personal materials in is just for fun, not for grade. Your grades will come from the quizzes and the worksheets we do during this unit, so everyone will have a fair chance. But actually, Anna, I'm sure you can find something at your parents' candy store to bring in, couldn't you?
Food counts?
No, Mikey. The store's been in our family for a really long time.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that Annie Mae was your dad's real aunt. She was great. Always gave me a free gumball when we went in there.
As I was saying, bring in what you can, and we'll get started tomorrow. You may clean off your desks and have free time until the bell rings.
So, Anna, how come you weren't at church this weekend?
We were there. We just sat in the back.
How come? You guys always sit by us.
Well, that Grace was with you.
That Grace? What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know, Mikey. It's just that, well, your family may be okay with her now, but it's still kind of strange for the rest of us.
He'll get used to her, and you'll like her. She's pretty cool.
Her dog seemed really nice.
Her dog is just as dangerous as she is.
He's not dangerous. You're just mad because you were wrong about Grace, Maya.
No, I'm not kidding. That dog is not safe.
The dog's name is Finn McCool, and of course he's safe. He's a seeing eye dog. He goes everywhere with her.
Well, he can't go back to New York City.
What?
Yeah, that's right. He's not allowed back there.
What are you talking about?
Grace and her dog were, on a boat, and they were gonna, go see the, Statue of Liberty. Yeah, and Finn went crazy around all the people, and he started to, bark and growl at the people. And I think he bit someone, and he
Maya,
was...
you don't know what you're talking about.
And when the captain tried to give him a treat, he lunged at him and hit the controls of the bolt, and it ran right into the bottom of the Statue of Liberty and knocked the torch right out of her hand.
That wasn't even a good story.
Hey, Mom. Hi, Timmy.
Oh, hi,
Mom.
Hi, Mikey.
Oh, Tim, you got to keep the flashlight right on this spot for me.
Whoops. Sorry.
What are you guys doing out here?
Ugh, our leaf blower cut out on me this afternoon.
Why don't you have Dad look at it?
Hey, just because your dad is a man doesn't mean he can fix everything.
And Mommy said that she doesn't need a guy to fix stuff for her. She can do it.
I don't think that's exactly what I said, Timmy. Anyway, how was school?
Would have been fine if Maya hadn't been there.
Michael?
She just won't stop making up lies, Mom.
Lying's bad.
Yes, Timmy. Now, what happened today, Michael?
Anna told me she was nervous to sit with us in church because Grace was there.
Oh, she's still nervous?
It's not a big deal. Anna's just shy. But I wish Maya would give it a rest. First it's Grace, now it's Finn.
What, Finn?
She made up this whole dopey story about Finn wrecking the Statue of Liberty.
What?
Yeah, and I know she's only doing it because she was wrong about Grace.
Well, that can't feel good to have everyone find out you were wrong about something.
And she's making up new lies because she wants to look good.
Mm-hmm. Pride can make you say some pretty strange things.
Like when you said you could fix this leaf blower.
Well, thank Thank you, Timmy. The point is, Mikey, sometimes when people want to prove something, well...
they say stuff that isn't true.
Right. And there's no good reason to tell a lie. We need to be truthful in our words and actions.
So how does that help me with Maya? I'm not the one telling the lies.
Right. But what happens if she sees that you're not affected by the story she tells? That those stories don't matter to you?
She'll get mad.
And then what?
And then she'll stop lying?
Well, that's what we can pray for anyway, isn't it? And you can do your best to not make her feel defensive and like she has to save face, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go study for the quiz I have tomorrow.
Well, what quiz?
It's over Coleraine history, and I want to know my stuff because I know Maya's going to try to tell me more stories about that.
About Coleraine history?
Yup. She already tried to tell us that her family invented the place.
Well, you go on and study then.
Mommy?
Yeah, honey?
So, we should always tell the truth, right?
That's right.
Then can we go inside?
Why?
Because you're never going to fix that leaf blower.
Haley, you and Timmy need to finish up that game. It's bedtime, right?
Okay, but I have to pick out my clothes for tomorrow, too.
Well, hurry up, then.
Come on, Timmy. You can help me, and then we'll pick something out for you.
That's okay.
But don't you like it when I help you pick out your clothes?
Not really.
Why not?
I don't like the stuff you choose.
But I was voted the best dress last year.
Come on, you two. Get up here.
Timmy, fashion is what I do best.
I'm just telling the truth. Coming, Dad!
Ouch.
And time's up, guys. Pencils down and pass your quizzes forward, please.
I think I did pretty good.
Me too.
Well, I probably scored the highest, you know. Especially because of the essay part. It took me 2 whole pages to write down all I know about Coleraine.
It only had to be a paragraph.
I know. I had a lot to say, though.
I bet.
Okay, listen up. To start our discussion today, I want to talk about what we wrote for our essay.
Yes!
So what can you tell me about the beginnings of Coleraine in the days it was settled? Anyone?
Me! Oh, me! Pick me!
Michael?
Most of the settlers were farmers.
Okay, good fact. Maya, how about you?
Well, as most of you know, my family goes back generations in this town.
Next, you'll be saying they came over on the Mayflower.
About 200 years ago, my great-great-great-great-grandparents came here after getting off the Mayflower.
Mrs. Collins, we're way in the middle of the country. I thought the Pilgrims landed on the East Coast.
That's right, Michael.
They did land on the East Coast, but then they started their journey west right away.
Perhaps that's something you can investigate during this unit, Maya. Does anyone else have anything to add? Anna?
The whole original town burned down after a fire started in the general store, right?
That's exactly right, Anna. And the townspeople's spirits were crushed, so they had a really hard time getting rebuilt again.
But then my family put up funds for the whole rebuilding. It was my great-great-grandfather, the one who fought beside George Washington.
While some of our distant relatives may have fought beside President Washington, let's not make any claims we can't fully support.
But my relatives knew him personally. Really, they did. We even have a picture of him and great-great-grandpa together.
But they didn't even have cameras back then.
Maybe your relative just couldn't afford one, Mikey.
That is enough.
Sorry, Mrs. C.
Sorry.
Why don't you take out your Coleraine packets and turn to page 3.
But don't you want to hear about when Abraham Lincoln visited
page
my great...
Page 3, Maya.
Finally, some peace and quiet.
There you are, Brooke. I looked everywhere for you.
Hi, Squirt.
I'm glad you're up here. The attic's my new favorite spot, too. It's nice and quiet.
Yep. A place to get away all by yourself. Spend some time alone.
Yeah. So, want to read to me? That'd be fun, huh?
All right. Grab a book from your shelf.
Mrs. Winecoop always reads in really cool voices for all the characters.
I bet I could do that for you, too.
I don't know, Brooke. She's pretty good.
Try me.
Okay, read this one. It's funny.
Okay, The Mishaps of Melvin the Mouse. Melvin knew the journey across the kitchen floor could mean disaster, but it was a chance he was willing to take. I just have to make it to that cupboard over there. What's so funny? Wasn't that a good mouse voice?
No.
Well, maybe I'm not as good as Mrs. Winecoop.
Nope.
Timmy, that's not very nice.
I'm just telling the truth.
Timothy, bath time!
Coming!
I just have to make it to that cupboard. I'm not that bad.
Good job today, everyone. Let's keep up the good work. I am almost done grading your quizzes, and I'll get those back to you tomorrow. Now let's get this room cleaned up before the bell rings. Maya, could you come to the back table to help me catalog the box full of Colorane items you brought in? There's really no room for anyone else's stuff back there.
Sure thing, Mrs. C.
I wish we would have gotten our quizzes back today.
That's a first.
Well, I studied so hard for it.
Why is this quiz any different from the others?
It's not, I guess, except that Maya's made such a big deal about her family and their history here.
She's been such a know-it-all.
Right. And I wanted to get all my facts straight, you know?
Yeah.
Here's that picture I was talking about, guys. It was with my stuff.
Maya, this is a painting, not a photo.
And that's Ben Franklin standing next to Thomas Jefferson, not George Washington.
Or your great-grandpa.
Yeah, well, Ben Franklin's mother's last name was Richter.
Whatever, Maya.
Wrench to put together the leaf blower and make it work again. It's a leaf blower.
What you doing with a leaf blower, Justin?
There we go. That should do it.
Wow. Daddy couldn't even get it to work last night. And he was going to take it to the fix-it guy tomorrow.
Well, now he doesn't have to.
You're really good at fixing stuff.
Thanks.
But you're not so good at singing.
Where did that come from?
Just telling the truth. I gotta go help Mommy with dinner.
So you left New York because you missed it here, right, Grace?
Went away, Michael. But I think that God was telling me it was time to come home. Why do you ask?
No reason. Well, actually, it's just that I'm getting really tired of all the stories.
We've been over this, Mikey. And the stories don't bother me. And I really wish they didn't bother you either.
I know. But, well, Maya Richter's always telling lies about you. And her latest target is Finn. See, he doesn't like it either.
Well, maybe Maya just doesn't have her facts straight.
She said Finn knocked over the Statue of Liberty, and that was the reason you had to leave New York.
Oh, I see. Well, you have to give her points for originality.
But people believe her.
Well, they probably don't believe the Statue of Liberty story.
Well, no, but...
Okay, Michael. I want to get serious a minute. You know that there's never an excuse to tell lies, right?
Right. And I talked about this with my mom, too.
Well, good. And have you thought about why Maya might be making up these stories?
Yeah. She just wants to impress everyone, and her pride's hurt over being wrong about you.
Good observations. But let's look even deeper.
Huh?
Well, why would she tell lies about me in the first place? Why would she tell any lies, for that matter?
She wants attention?
Now you're thinking. Why would she want attention?
I don't know, Grace. She's got the whole world at her feet.
Does she? You know, Michael, this is how you need to be thinking about Maya. Now, your problem isn't believing the things she says.
Definitely not. Ben Franklin's mother was a Richter? Ha!
Oh, never mind. Your problem is figuring out how to respond to Maya.
I know. I'm supposed to love my enemy.
And you've struggled with that this whole year, haven't you?
More like my whole life.
Well, think about it this way, Mikey.
There's a hurt way inside of Maya that makes her act the way she does. Nobody wants to be in pain.
So when she lies and stuff, she's trying to make her hurt go away?
Well, at least she's trying to forget about her own pain. And Maya's not the only person in the world like that. Believe me.
But what's Maya's hurt, Grace? I still don't know.
Well, that's what you're going to have to find out. And until then, how are you going to treat her?
Well, my mom said I'm not supposed to react to her stories and everything. And from what you said, I guess I need to start paying more attention to what's inside her, not what she says.
That's a good start. And it probably won't be an easy road.
Oh, great.
Okay, Michael, I have work to do.
Thanks for talking with me.
Oh, you're always welcome. Oh, and don't forget to tell your mom that dinner's at 6 o'clock tomorrow, okay?
Okay, see ya.
See ya.
Well, as promised, I have your Coleraine history quizzes graded and ready to pass back. In general, I was really very pleased with the results. Most of you did quite well.
A B plus! This one's going up on the fridge.
Good job, Mikey.
Mrs. Collins, I think there must have been some mistake here. Maybe you want to recheck mine?
Quiet down, everyone. Now, there is one thing I'd like to address. The most troublesome section was the essay. This essay was supposed to be based on history. And what is history based on?
Fact.
Right, Anna. Now, while it's fun to tell stories, we cannot stray from the facts when learning history. I will say that if this were creative writing, we had some wonderful material. But I'm afraid that I had to grade on the facts listed in the packets about Coleraine. If anyone has any specific questions about their quizzes, please take these few minutes before the bell to ask me privately, okay?
Okay.
Well, I just wonder what facts Mrs. Collins used to make her little packets. You got a B+, Michael?
Yup.
Maybe Mrs. Collins used the wrong answer key to grade these.
Actually, I studied really hard for this one.
Obviously.
So you're not happy with the grade, huh?
Okay, stop trying to rub it in, all right?
I'm not rubbing it in. I just...
Finally!
Guess she's not too happy about her quiz, huh?
I think the quiz is only the outside.
Huh?
Long story. I'll see you tomorrow?
Yeah, see ya.
Thanks so much, Mary, for bringing Timmy and Haley to help me get the house ready for company.
Not at all.
You know, I just had such a busy day writing that I didn't get a chance.
Why are you thanking me? You're cooking for 7 tonight instead of 1.
Well, still, I'm grateful for the help. Timmy, you want to try the sauce for me?
Sure.
Oh, and be careful. It's hot. Well, what do you think?
Yuck.
Timothy Joseph.
What?
Where are your manners?
Sorry, Grace. But, Mommy, I was just telling the truth.
What is it with you and the truth lately? First you tell me you can't stand the outfits I pick out for you, and then you don't like Grace's sauce. Do you just like being mean to people?
Haley, enough. Timothy, what is going on?
You said we're always supposed to tell the truth. Remember, Mommy? We were in the garage and...
Oh, okay. I remember. And you're right, Timmy. It is important to tell the truth and not to lie to people, but it's also important not to hurt other people's feelings.
Then I really liked your sauce, Grace.
No, Timmy, that's not what I mean.
But I don't want to hurt her feelings, Mommy.
It's always best to tell the truth, honey, but you have to do it gently and with love.
Yeah, Timmy, and you shouldn't insult another person's fashion sense.
Haley, let me, please.
But I don't get it, Mommy.
Okay. Now tell me what you didn't like about Grace's sauce.
It was too salty.
All right. Now how do you think you could have said that to Grace?
I don't know.
Timothy?
Maybe I just could have said that I thought it was too salty.
Okay. And now wouldn't that have been nicer than saying yuck? And you would have been telling the truth, right?
Right. And when Haley asked if she could help me, I could have just told her the outfits I did like.
Yes. Oh, Timmy, when you love someone, you don't want to be mean to them. If you have something to tell them, you have to find a nice way to say it.
I think I get it. I'm sorry, Haley. I do like some of the clothes you pick out for me.
It's okay, Timmy.
And your sauce is a little salty, Grace, but it's not that bad. And I think I'd even eat it.
Thank you. But you're right. It is a little salty. And I'll fix it before we eat.
Hey, the gang's all here. Oh, it smells great in here.
Oh, thank you, John. And hello, everyone.
Finally,
Justin, I just want to say that you're not the worst singer I ever heard.
Huh?
And Brooke, well, mice are hard voices to do.
Okay.
What did I miss?
Don't ask.
Just telling the truth. Yeah. Well, maybe you've never thought about it, but being honest is really a complicated subject. On one hand, you have lying, like Maya. On the other, you have truth hurting people, like Timmy. But being really honest is a combination of telling the truth and love for others. Yes, to be honest, you have to tell the truth. Duh. Of course you have to tell the truth to be honest. But is it that easy? You know, there are a lot of reasons why people lie. Like Maya, there is usually something below the surface that we just can't see. So before we start judging other people for not being honest, we need to make sure that we are telling the truth and then consider the other issues. We may never know the other things that people are struggling with, but God knows. And He also can help us see through the lies to reach people with His love and His truth. Now that brings us to the other side of honesty, speaking the truth in love. All right, look at it this way. God has something to say to you, and He needs to be very honest. You are a sinner. But He doesn't come out and say, "You are a sinner and you're going to hell," and then walk away and say, "Hey, just tell them the truth." No, He gives us the truth, but He also provides a solution. He loves us enough to know that the truth could really hurt our feelings, and so He found a way to help us deal with the truth, His love. Yes, truth might hurt, but we need to love those around us enough to help them deal with the truth. That's speaking the truth in love. Now that's honesty. If you want more information on honesty or Jesus and His truth and grace, please get in touch with us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just to say hi. Email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 21162, Ridge Post Office, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X1P7. Be sure to include the call letters of the station that you listen to. Today's program, Truth and Lies, was a production of CBH Ministries and was co-written and directed by Beth Klima and Leah Peter. Our production engineers were Steve Odell and Andrew B. And our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week down Gilead Lane.